I never had a dad. Should I tell you this? I don't even know who my father was. I have no idea. My mother never told me. I never asked. I don't want to know. The Lord loves me, and I love Him. What more can I ask? He's been my father.
Stai Gute, welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. On today's program, we'll hear from a Mohawk elder who grew up in difficult circumstances, but was able to see the hand of God all the way along.
My name is Edward Grote. I was born in Buffalo, New York, 84 years ago. At the age of 8 months, I was taken down to the Six Nations Reservation near Brantford, Ontario, and handed over to my grandmother, who raised me. My grandmother, she was a typical Indian lady. I know she loved me because she looked after me and took care of me, but I don't ever remember once of her putting her arms around me and hugging me and telling me that she loved me. But I knew it. And she died when I was 14 years old. And that was the one of the hardest blows of my life. She used to talk to my sister and I in Mohawk. Not to teach us, just conversation. And so we got to understand a lot of the language, but she never insisted that we speak it. And so I never got used to speaking the language, but I heard it and I understood a lot of the pronunciations. And I still remember a lot of that. I had an uncle, my grandmother's bachelor son. He lived with us too. I guess you'd say he was as close to a dad as I had, but he wasn't always home. I never had a dad. Should I tell you this? I don't even know who my father was. I have no idea. My mother never told me. I never asked. I don't want to know. The Lord loves me, and I love Him. What more can I ask? He's been my father. I remember on my 13th birthday, that's the middle of May, the boys were down to the river swimming. And I came down, and there was an old tree that had fallen over the river, and that was our diving board. And so I got into my bathing suit, all natural that is, and I walked up on this tree and I said, "How's the water?" And they said, "Oh, it's nice and warm, jump in." Now this is the middle of May. You can almost see the ice floes. So I jumped in and it took my breath away. I was numb and I was struggling and nobody did anything. And I kept just drifting downstream, struggling until finally my feet hit a shallow spot and I pushed and broke through. The Lord did that. I don't see how else I could mention this. I was raised on the reservation until I was about 17 years old, I guess, and went to New York and bounced back to Buffalo again and bounced around and during those 17 years, the last part of it, I was at the Mohawk Institute, which we called the Mushhole, a boarding school for Indian children. And that's supposed to be a bad thing, boarding school. But I think that was one of the greatest things that happened to me. Had I stayed on the reservation, I would never have gone to high school. And from this boarding school, I did get to go to high school, graduated, and it stood me in good stead throughout my life. I spent 9 years at that school. I hear so much about other people saying how bad the residential schools were, even the Mushhole. But I was there at a time when things were different. I don't know why. There was never any bad things, if I can say it that way. Actually, it certainly wasn't home, but it wasn't that bad either. There was never any brutality, not by the staff. Among the boys themselves, yeah, there was some, not much, but some. And I've heard others say that there was sexual harassment at other schools. There wasn't any there on the part of the staff, but there was a little on the part of the boys themselves. I don't know what the girls went through. But we had some good teachers. We only went to school half a day, and we had to work a half a day. The smaller boys worked in the greenhouse and on the garden. The bigger boys worked on the farm, doing regular men's work. I was fortunate in that I was never very big when I was there. And so I didn't get to do farm work. And by the time I grew big enough to do that, I was going to high school. And I didn't fall into that category. I wasn't perfect there. I ran away from there, I think, 4 times. And always brought back. And I hear stories about people saying they were dragged out of their home and dragged to these residential schools. I wasn't. I was put there by my grandmother because she couldn't afford to keep us, my sister and I. It was during the Great Depression back in 1930. She just could not afford to keep us. I can remember that some of the things before I went there. I never thought much of it at the time. There were times when we had very little to eat in the house. We would go out and visit when we had nothing to eat so that they'd have to feed us. But then we were sent to this Mushhole. It wasn't the best food in the world, but we had 3 meals a day. It wasn't bad food, it just wasn't home cooking. And maybe for boys with hollow legs, it wasn't enough. You know how teenagers are there, got hollow legs. They can eat and eat and eat. But we had enough, and we had clothing to wear. We had warm beds to sleep in. I guess I was one of the fortunate ones. Because after I left, I heard that they were not allowing the kids to speak their language. When I was there, that it wasn't happening. As a matter of fact, there was a young boy there that was trying to teach me to speak it. I understood, but I couldn't actually speak it. And you know how young kids are. We get talking about something and we start making fun of it and we start laughing, and I never did learn. But we were doing this right out in the open. Nobody said anything. And he used to sing Mohawk hymns. And come entertainment time, like the Christmas programs, he was always asked to sing Indian hymns, Mohawk hymns. It's pretty good for somebody that where the language is supposed to have been suppressed. I've heard people say that they had rags stuffed in their mouth when they spoke. We had a young man that came from Northern Ontario. He couldn't speak English. And a couple of other boys came with him who could. And the boys were his greatest tormentors. He would be talking to these other boys in Mohawk, and the kids would make fun of him and tease him. And one of the things I will always remember is that they would not be cruel to him. Well, it was cruelty, but not be physically cruel. But they would grab him and pull him and take him away, and this little boy, Joe, would holler, "Anton, takenawas, Anton, takenawas, help me, help me." He couldn't say help me, but it was takenawas, that's Mohawk for help me. And we used to do that just to hear him holler that. No one ever stopped them or hurt or threatened him because he spoke Mohawk. They encouraged him to speak English. Everybody did. They didn't encourage us to speak our language, but they didn't stop us. That's when I was there. Before and after, I can't relate to that. But I just see the hand of God in my life all the way along.
Well, it's clear that Ed's experience was different from others. But no matter what our circumstances in life, whether we have suffered great harm or feel like we've been blessed, we all need God. And though we don't always understand why things happen, we are confident of this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. My friend, we all need to be saved because each of us has rebelled against God, and there are consequences for that. But that's why God sent Jesus. Jesus paid for our wrongdoing when he died on the cross. He did this so that you could be forgiven and so that you can be with God forever. Put your trust in him, and he will save you. Want to know more? Visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab, New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. That's 877-766-4648. We're also on Facebook at Without Reservation. Missed a program or want to listen again? You can download our app and take The Storyteller with you. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there's more to Ed's story, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.